chase her anyway, despite the formidable odds. July 22nd, I discovered who Jada was, and that my brilliant, effervescent, spunkalicious Danny was gone, leaving behind a controlled, humorless, stone-cold killer. Now, I add another date to my grim tally. 1 year, 5 days after I first touched my well-pedicured foot to Ireland's wild soil, August 8th, the day the Shisa Du won. And all it had to do to defeat me was wait patiently, quasi-quietly, with gentle nudges here and there, until I mind-fucked myself into crossing that forbidden line. It took my hostile squatter a mere 2.5 months from the day I buried the corporeal book beneath the abbey to seduce me into opening it. I'd spent most of that time sleuthing for a spell to summon the unseelie king and demand he reclaim his book from inside me, withdrawing from barons and the world, becoming a shell of who I was. All because I'd been afraid the Shisa Du might somehow trick me into opening it. It had. I understand something now. That which we fear, we somehow beckon near and engage in a dance, as toxically intimate as a pair of suspicious lovers. Perhaps it's because deep down we want to face it,